airwaves. Dial in toll free. Anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy all the features you'll find there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We, of course, have things like the bulletin board system, the mobile site, and the archives. Go enjoy it all. And join us on the phones as well, 855-450-FREE. So here tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Allie.
And JJ.
Allie, you had brought forth something to discuss that I don't think has gotten much discussion. I know we've talked about it at some point in the past. The idea of an alternative currency based on hours.
Yes.
This has now spread. It started in Ithaca, as I understand it, but it has spread to different communities, and now Colorado, at least at one place, will be getting this.
Yes, Summit County in Colorado is experimenting with this idea of a local currency. It seems to be very based on the idea of keeping resources within the community. It's being called organic money, and the idea is that hours are a universal unit of value. So right now it's based on Federal Reserve notes to some extent. One mountain hour is equal to $10, and then there are four denominations, a tenth of an hour, a half an hour, 1 and 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Local business owners agree to accept the currency and are given 200 mountain hours right off the bat. So I guess they just print these mountain hours. And get them, I assume. And
wow.
Then the hours are then used at other businesses around Summit that accept the currency, thus encouraging local spending and keeping everything within the community. The money is debt and interest free, Walton said. Walton is one of the four creators of this currency.
But that's not true, is it? I mean, if it's based on Federal Reserve notes, then ultimately it is debt based because the Federal Reserve note is debt. This may be too complicated for, I mean, maybe that guy didn't know what he was saying.
I don't know if Walton really quite understands the idea of what money is, but
he may not.
He says, I mean,
the idea that he thinks he can just hand out, you know, money to people, like, oh, you're going to sign on? Here's 200 times 10.
Maybe he's a great scam artist.
$2,000. Here's $2,000 for you.
It's basically, he says, to show people that they are the money. And since they are the money, they don't have to rely on a private company called the Federal Reserve. By virtue of controlling the monetary system, they finance the things that they value that keep us in servitude. There's plenty of money circulating on Wall Street, but there's not enough circulating locally. So then I've heard other examples of why they think this currency is going to be better. Basically it's the idea that they're going to stimulate the economy by printing their own money. It's like sort of this Keynesian idea, more money equals stimulus, but they just decided to make up their own money instead of relying on the Federal Reserve to print money. I guess they're not doing it fast enough, so they just
Print our own.
Yeah.
Inflate the currency on our own.
Yep. It's
so ridiculous, though.
Well, no, I can understand where these folks are coming from. I think that their perspective is valuable in that they, you know, they see there's value in keeping money circulating locally, and I know that there's
I don't really know that I agree with that, though.
I don't know if I do either, but I get where they're coming from. Like, I want things that are made outside of Keene, New Hampshire. Not everything is made in Keene, New Hampshire, and some things are better from elsewhere, so I'd rather have things coming in from the outside. But some people are really into this idea. Like, around here in Keene, there are signs up on the local shops that say, it's Keene to shop locally.
Well, yeah, because they're local shops, so they want to sort of guilt you into shopping there. But really, they should, I mean, I don't know, I'm more prompted to think that, you know, if they're emphasizing the idea that, oh, we're local, so that's why you should purchase from us, then I want to know the other selling points, because if what you're basically saying is pay more to shop locally just because you know you really should, then that doesn't appeal to me so much, because to me, having money, like if I'm spending my saving money that I'd rather use later for something else, mm-hmm. just to support this local business, when there's someone doing a better job at that service somewhere else, I don't have any allegiance to you just because you happen to have been, you know, landed in the same spot as me.
I agree with you. You should absolutely, I mean, local businesses, they're convenient. They're local. You can walk down the street. So, like the place you work, Allie, I would rather go there to buy rolling papers than order them online. Even if I have to pay a little bit more, it's not a problem because I don't mind because I can walk down the street and I can go and get them. So, to some extent, there's a value in being local in certain services and certain products. But on the other hand, you're right. Local businesses shouldn't expect customers simply because of the fact that they're local. They should accept the idea that they need to compete to the best of their ability and provide something because they're local that someone can't get through the other companies. Like, as an example, I bought a bicycle when I first moved to Keene because it's a very bikeable, walkable town, and I bought my first bike from Walmart. Well, that ended up being a mistake. The bike was put together incorrectly. It was just... it just wasn't a good bike. I mean, it was cheap, and I guess I got what I paid for. In fact, you couldn't even really get bikes that were much more expensive from Walmart. So I went to the local bike shop, and I paid more for a bike, but I got a bike that actually is a really nice bike. It was clearly put together well, and I was very happy with the service that I got. And you get a level of service from a bike shop that you're not going to get from ordering something online through Amazon or, you know, going to the big box retailer. But in that case, that local merchant made himself more valuable than the competition. It wasn't because he was local. It was because he made himself more valuable. So I agree with you. I think that people need to shop at local places for more reasons than just, oh, well, they're local business people.
Well, yeah, if they have the money to purchase, you know, to pay more for things that are better to have local, like, you know, the bike shop is better because he probably, if you ever had a problem with your bike, you could just bring it back to him and he could probably help you.
I've done it. Yeah, the guy repairs things for way cheaper than
exactly.
I think he should do for.
So that's the value in buying something like that local, but, you know, maybe some people don't care so much. They'll just buy a new bike at Walmart when the old one, you know,
so,
goes out.
Are the individuals who are holding on to these hours, are they pretty much bound to spend them within this region?
Yes,
they have
you
to
can
be.
Only spend them in this county.
Right.
You'd only be able to spend them at other businesses who accept them.
Right.
And so, I mean, a lot of alternative currencies face the same acceptance issues. You know, for instance, there's the Sons of Liberty, which is a new silver product that's been being marketed here locally. If you can't get businesses to pick it up and accept it, then it's much less valuable.
I agree with you, but at the same time, someone can still take that 10th ounce of silver and they can trade it with someone else who understands the value of 10th ounce of silver, whereas
anywhere in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whereas an hour, someone else sees it as monopoly money.
Right.
And it is, because apparently they
exactly.
just print a bunch of them up.
Oh,
and
you just
joined?
Ah, oh, we'll give you 200, yeah. 250. We're just printing them off anyway.
Right. And yeah, what do you have to do to qualify for that? I mean, I have a business here locally because I have a business. Can I have some free money too? Like, I don't have any employees, but I've got a business. So, like, you know, what is the qualification there? If I have one employee, do I get all 200 notes? If I have 10 employees, if I have 100 employees, I mean, how does that work?
Right.
Yeah, it says that it's not meant to replace federal dollars. Instead, they supplement dollars, making more money available in circulation. Currently,
yeah, so it's inflation.
Yeah,
the
currently
problem is
there's
not enough money.
They said, well, that's their reasoning. Currently, there is far less money in circulation than debt owed. This is the cause of widespread foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of national sovereignty.
That's true. That's a true statement.
Well, I would agree that
meaning there's not enough money to satisfy all the debt out there.
Well, that's because the money is based on debt. But if all the if there was money in debt were equal, then there would be no money because it's completely based on debt.
The Federal Reserve note is based on
debt.
You're correct.
That's what I'm speaking to. The money that people currently trade most widely in the United States.
A note is an IOU, essentially. Although the note in this case doesn't owe you crap. They used to owe you silver in return for your silver certificates, as they once were called. In fact, every now and then, if you work retail, you might come across somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, and they'll spend a silver certificate instead of saving it. These are things that are pre-1934, and they look different. If you look at a stack of $1 bills, you can easily spot the silver certificate. It has different markings on it. It doesn't say Federal Reserve note at the top. It says silver certificate. I mean, it's real clear. This is something unique. This is something different.
Right.
It's something special. And back in the day, you used to be able to go and get money, get real money, silver, for these silver certificates. But now they're all Federal Reserve notes, and there's nothing behind them whatsoever. But let's talk more about the hours concept here in a moment, because I think we've just barely kind of scratched the surface. And maybe, I know we're on an Ithaca in this hour of the program. Maybe you can, if you're in Ithaca and you have experience with the Ithaca Hour, that would be interesting in this conversation as well. 855-453, because Ithaca's kind of where all this got started, as I understand it. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babkowick, DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 15th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.24.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.64.74, $8.32.37 for a half ounce, or $4.16.19 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.64.74, $8.32.37, and $4.16.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And JJ.
Hey, if you've got some alternative currency in your hands, like the Bitcoin, you can spend it with Free Talk Live. You can go to freetalklive.com. Actually, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find the Bitcoin address to which you can send your Bitcoin tips. We'll put them in our tip jar. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But maybe you don't know what a Bitcoin is. Well, it's alternative currency that is in the digital realm, and it is completely decentralized. There's no Bitcoin corporation. Bitcoin is open source software, and it is brilliant stuff. It's peer-to-peer, meaning that there's no centralized data center, there's no hub, there's no spot that can be targeted by a government, for instance, and taken out. It's just not possible with Bitcoin. And as you might imagine, the governments of the world are pretty threatened by this.
Do you have to pay taxes on Bitcoins?
I don't know. I don't know what the tax law is. I don't know how the IRS would.
I mean,
know
how
you
would
have
you?
Them.
Yeah, I mean, what would you base it on?
I think you would have to tell the IRS, like it would be one
it's
of
anonymous,
those self-reporting things. But yeah, so like what I'm saying is, if you were to want to pay taxes on bitcoins,
right.
You
well,
could tell the IRS that you have this amount of bitcoins in holding, and then that's worth X amount of U.S. dollars at the point of the time when you did the taxes. But I'd recommend, yeah, you probably shouldn't pay taxes with bitcoins. But you can go to weusecoins.org to learn more about the Bitcoin, weusecoins.org. And then when you're ready to jump in, you can go to bitinstant.com and get your bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank, as well as some other locations. Apparently, you can even go to 7-Eleven and deposit cash for bitcoins. So get the details on that over at bitinstant.com. Now, the Bitcoin is also a currency that doesn't have anything backing it. There's nothing, you know, you can't turn Bitcoins in for silver or whatever. There's nothing that's backing the Bitcoin besides people's faith in its value as a currency. But it's different from the Federal Reserve note in that the Bitcoin is not in, you know, it's not created by a government. It's created by a consortium of programmers and people who have jumped on board to help with this this project. It's valuable because it's valuable. In the same way that silver is useful in the economy in a variety of different ways, like it used to be used in film. It's certainly used in, electronic parts. Silver's, used in jewelry. So obviously there's a lot of value that the marketplace has for silver. In the same way, Bitcoins are valuable because they're decentralized, because they're untouchable by governments, because they're quick to use. You can send them in an instant, and because there's so many neat different services that can be utilized with Bitcoin that was impossible with the old money system. So Bitcoins have real value, even though there isn't anything that's necessarily physical behind them. Ithaca Hours, on the other hand, I'm not really sure what the value is behind Ithaca Hours besides a really good sales pitch on the part of some what appear to be more lefty-minded people that are marketing them. Now, I only bring up Ithaca Hours because they're the first of their kind. But there are new hours that are being released in a mountain area of Colorado.
Yeah.
Is it Summit, Colorado?
Summit County in Colorado, yeah. And they do talk about Ithaca on their website, just mtnhours.com, and they acknowledge that Ithaca Hours is another project like this, and I think they're basically trying to replicate it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's going to be some strange economic consequences, I think, for this type of thing. Part of it's based on the idea that everyone should be, the hours part comes in, where they say, oh, well, they're each worth literally $10 FRNs. It's completely tied to FRNs. There's no division, really, and that they claim that you should treat it like a $10 FRN, and that it's considered a mountain hour, because people should be getting paid $10 an hour.
Do you think it's a Ponzi scheme of some sort?
Well, the classic Ponzi scheme was where Charles Ponzi went around to people and promised them they'd get paid radical returns on money they invested into his scheme, and that's not really happening.
Yeah,
here.
Maybe not
require
precise
different levels of
yeah.
people,
but it in the sense of a scam sort of situation in which perhaps the people who have the hours to dispense of. They basically control the situation, and they stand to benefit the most from.
Yeah, we were talking about this during the break because I had asked the question, how are they profiting from this? And was obvious. I just didn't notice it. I think Allie, you were the one that figured it out. Like, well, they can just, if they've gotten businesses to accept these mountain hours, then whoever it is that's printing these things up can just go to the business and just start spending all the currency they
right.
want to.
Because they have the printing press, I guess, for this thing. So they basically get businesses to become members or what join into the what seems like a scam, and they give them $50 worth of mountain hours each 3 month period. So and then after 3 months, they cut you off, I guess, and they hope that it just starts flowing through the community and
sluices.
And I don't know, it seems like, or they at least seem like they really think it might create value. I could see people who are asking for these things as alternatives to getting paid in FRNs. They suggest asking for that from your employer. And I could see as an employer being like, sure, you want these mountain hours they just give to me for nothing?
Do you think that would scare people off from using alternative currencies, like real alternative currencies?
Like if they got burned somehow by
this? Exactly. Like let's say this whole summit area does this thing, and then all of a sudden they cancel it because it's not working, or for whatever reason. And then all of a sudden there's a big news story about, oh, well, they tried an alternative currency. Let's just stick with the FRNs because we know they work every time. You know, that sort of thing.
It's a good question. And I would love to have calls who might have experience, people listening who might actually have experience with this here.
Well, we have some personal experience with this, don't we, Ian? Someone in town, an individual, made up a labor note.
This was years ago.
And he then circulated them, sold them. He sold the initial ones at a very low rate.
Right.
So, like, the note was valued
at $2 per or something like that.
Exactly. It was an hour of work, and he was asking, like, $5 to $10 for normal price.
Mm-hmm.
He started selling it for $2 just to get cash, and then when it came time to redeem that,
It became difficult.
Very difficult.
Wow. He couldn't make good on his basically.
No, he totally reneged on his agreements.
Wow. Because, I mean, you could do that. You could be like, hey, you know, I've got a good reputation, and, you know, give me some money for like, a coupon. Apparently, this person didn't have a good reputation.
Well, no.
If he did, he didn't have one.
Why did people buy his currency then?
He was new to town. They didn't really know very well, and they gave him the benefit of the doubt.
I bought him because of some of those reasons. It's like, oh, this is fun. I'll just go ahead and try this and see what happens.
Yeah.
It's $2.
But see, that's the thing, is basing it on, like, different tasks have different value levels. Like, if it's an hour of clipping your yard with fingernail clippers, then your grass with fingernail clippers, and that's obviously
useless.
Valueless.
Right. Now, that's an important point that we haven't touched on yet about the idea of 1 hour being a currency, because the skill level is a factor. I mean, JJ, you are a professional, like, machine guy. Like, you can do repair and fixing and creating machines that make machines.
Right.
And I can't do that stuff. You know, you put me in there, I'm going to dick around for an hour. I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. I'm not the same value as you are in a machine shop.
Right.
I can get your coffee for you, but, you know, repair and stuff like that, no thanks. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Bring up what you want here. More about the hours currency, and if you've got experience, please share your story. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
On your mind, 1-855-450-3733. And I was laughing as I read the frequently asked questions on mtnhours.com. I'll explain that here in a moment. We've been looking at this new Mountain Hours that's happening out in Summit County, Colorado, as is being based on the classic Ithaca Hour, alternative currencies that really aren't that much of an alternative. But we'll get back into that discussion here in a moment. For those of you that are dealing with money in your business, and you're dealing with accounts receivable, and you're sick of it, sick of having to do collections, because that's not what I got into business to do, and I doubt that's what you got into business to do, well, that's what SACL CAI got into business to do. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. After all, you not only want to get your money, but you want to keep your clients down the road as well. SACL CAI knows this. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of our banner column. Once again, that's SACL CAI. As we continue here, Allie, you've brought to the table an interesting discussion that we're having about this alternative currency out there known as the hour. And why they're called this, I'm not sure. I think it's because they're recommending that people pay no one less than an hour, what they're calling the Mountain Hour, or what has also been called the Ithaca Hour, based in the Ithaca, New York area, which is the original, location for this currency being created. But essentially, it is a product that is being printed by somebody, whoever it is that's coming up with and marketing this idea. They're printing these. And the idea is to put them into businesses, have the businesses pay their employees with them, have them offer them to customers as change, and get these hours, these mountain hours, as they're being called in Summit County, Colorado,
right,
into the community, and essentially have businesses who are willing to accept those hours for the products and services that they offer and have a local exchange of currency.
Right. Basically, they just, you know, slowly give these businesses free of charge these pieces of paper that are considered mountain hours, and they basically, it's a currency that's sort of structured in the same way that FRNs are, in that it's based on the faith of the people creating and using the currency, and that it's not really based on anything real or valuable. And it's even worse because you can only use it in Summit in Colorado, in Summit County.
Right. And mountain hours, by the way, you mentioned that they're giving these out. According to their frequently asked questions on their website, mtnhours.com, how do I get mountain hours? Well, it says here that if you agree to accept mountain hours in your business, we issue you 5 mountain hours every 3 months that you can immediately start spending into the community. So they're saying that a mountain hour is worth $10. So they're essentially giving away what they're telling people, hey, this is worth $50.
Yep.
We're giving you 5 mountain hours. Now, what I don't see in this frequently asked questions is, can I change my mountain hour into Federal Reserve notes? I don't see that here. And, of course, how could they? How could they offer that? Because they're just printing these up and they're handing them out to people. If whoever it is that's behind this operation were to offer an exchange for the mountain hour, let's say that somebody decides they want to try this mountain hours thing, but crap, you know, we got this paycheck in mountain hours here, but I don't know, you know, my landlord doesn't want to take the mountain hours, and the power company's not taking the mountain hours, and the hell am I going to do with these things? Okay, well, you know, I can go buy pizza with it somewhere, but okay, still got all these mountain hours. I'd like to turn these in for Federal Reserve notes so I can actually spend these.
Right.
You can't go to the mountain hours company or group or whoever they are, these people that are issuing these, and turn them back in, because they wouldn't have enough money in their bank account to cover it all. If everybody tried to turn in the mountain hours, they wouldn't have that money unless they're independently wealthy and were willing to back this up. So that's an interesting factor here. Whereas a lot of silver currency, for instance, there's real value there. People are going to want to buy that from you. You could go anywhere that buys silver and sell silver to somebody and get Federal Reserve notes out of it. Good luck doing the same thing to an Ithaca hour or a mountain hour. Unless they're truly accepted widely in the community, they're not very useful.
Right, and like the idea is that I would think if someone, you know, based a currency off of the idea of an hour of labor, then that would mean that someone had worked an hour of labor or something already to come up with a note or something, but it's...
Yeah, something was put into it.
Yeah, but the idea is to pay people with it, and that it represents... It doesn't even represent an hour of labor, but that the idea is that it suggests that it should be in payment for an hour of work. So is it not based on debt? Is it based on the idea that, you know, what are you supposed to redeem it for besides goods? And then people caught holding these things, what are they supposed to do?
Exactly. In fact, there's the Wikipedia article. If you look at the Wikipedia article about Ithaca hours, the first original hours currency, it says that Ithaca hour does continue to exist. However, media accounts from 2011 indicate the number of businesses accepting the hours has declined. One of the reasons for this is that the founder of the Ithaca hours has moved out of town. So... While in Ithaca, the founder had acted as an evangelist and networker for the hours, helping to spread their use and helping businesses find ways to spend the hours that they've received. But I guess he didn't think that Ithaca was a great community anymore, so he left. And that's kind of putting a dampener on the success.
Well,
imagine
if it's the same situation as this, and he's the one that's handing out hours and spending them like they're paper.
Yeah.
And then, I'm going to get out while the getting's good.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's what I was laughing about when we came into the segment. From their frequently asked questions, mtnhours.com, what about inflation or deflation? The Mountain Hours Currency Cooperative, MCC, Steering Committee will monitor the flow of Mountain Hours in the community. MCC members will occasionally be asked their opinion concerning the amount of Mountain Hours in circulation. Based on these reports, the MCC may alter issuing policy to keep Mountain Hours a strong stimulant to our local economy. There are many factors which determine how much money is put into circulation, like how much stuff we want to buy because we're the ones issuing it. But also, just as with federal currency, if too much money is in circulation, we will experience inflation. And right there, in case you didn't already know, it's pretty clear that the people that are issuing this currency don't know anything about money.
Well, they're Keynesians. But they, like, it's awesome because they really are genuine Keynesians. You don't hear many Keynesians say, oh yeah, it doesn't matter. You can use FRNs. You can use, you know, community currency. You can just print out money in your backyard and start giving out to people. It's all the same. They don't admit that. Mm-hmm. But that's the fallacy of their arguments. And these people are like, well, yeah, if that, you know, that's what I'm taught, that that's where how money works. So why not do this? And I think it's, you know, great if, you know, you're going to have these opinions to take it to a logical conclusion. And so maybe they're scam artists. Maybe they really are just
true
staunch
believers.
Keynesians. I don't know.
Inflation, though, by the way, just to make clear why I thought this was funny, inflation is not a rise in prices. And that's what this person means when they're writing this, when they say, well, if there's too much money in circulation, we'll experience inflation. No. The definition of inflation is increasing the money supply. So by definition, as you pointed out earlier, Ali, the mountain hours are an inflating currency. They, right. by adding in this to the marketplace, and they're just putting them out there, they're inflating the money supply. So that is, by definition, inflation.
Well, I think you can try to, I don't know, the argument I kind of see is that if you create a fiat money at all, you are inflating no value, or basically something that doesn't have a tangible value to it. You're taking that and you're passing it off as currency, that every note is inflationary in that sense.
Let's talk to Boner Joe on the line from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Boner Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I guess JJ just messaged me to talk about anarcho Jesse notes. I just heard you guys talking about some kind of Ithaca thing. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I bought one off UEN just for like a collector's item, kind of.
Yeah, I actually doubled my money on the anarcho Jesse note, thanks to you, Boner Joe. It is a collector's item at this point. I still have one of them left, and I'm willing to sell it to the highest bidder.
Back now.
I don't know. If you want to hang on, Boner, you're welcome to, and you can tell us more about your experience. I don't know if he's actually tried to redeem it. 855-450-FREE, or how he would, because anarcho Jesse left a long time ago. 1-855-450-3733. Like the creator of the Ithaca Hour, he's no longer in town. You can take control here. We're on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll free. We've got enough time for you and your thoughts. You make the call now at 855-453 for the sake of the CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Allie,
and JJ.
And join us over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free for you. So enjoy the various features that you'll find waiting for you there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. We'll take $3 in from you and other people and then invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board as well. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, to sweeten the deal, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast, forum, and more. And it makes a big difference for Free Talk Live when you amp at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Boner Joe, calling from our very own Keene, New Hampshire, we've been talking about alternative currencies, specifically the ones that you'll find more in socialist meccas like Ithaca, New York, for instance, where they have come up with these hours currencies, and essentially these currencies are, they claim to be worth $10. That's the claim by the manufacturer, by the consortium that puts them together. But ultimately, they're just printing these things out and handing them around and hoping that people will use them as a local currency. And Boner Joe, you've acquired something called the Anarcho-Jesse Labor Note, which is a very rare local currency.
Highly sought after, or at least to redeem. I mean,
Demand high, supplies low.
Yes. So tell me more about your experience with that.
Well, I guess I said I couldn't. I know I couldn't redeem it at any time. I had been following like what happened with the whole thing and him not actually, you know, doing things that people wanted to ask him to do with, like, for his hour of labor. I think it was what. 1 hour, 5 hours, or 20 hours. I don't probably remember. You can actually still go to the Facebook page, I think.
Really?
Facebook, MySpace. He still has a MySpace. If you search for Anarcho-Jesse Note on Google.
Oh, jeez. I actually know Dave Ridley actually was able to redeem these, but Yeah, it's on the, his whole account of this is on the internet somewhere, some forum post.
It was very difficult for him to redeem them. He had to basically publicly out Anarcho-Jesse in order to get him to even do a crappy job at redeeming them.
So,
I mean, I guess you have to have, you know, to even really do that, you have to have a reputation for actually, you know, doing something with your labor first, I think, to even really start something like that.
Well, this
and like, it's like two cases, I know, just this one I'm hearing about now, and Anarcho-Jesse notes, it seems to just, like, fail. So.
Well, the Ithaca Hour has been relatively successful, all things considered. I mean, it's falling off the radar now due to the fact that the man that was promoting it most heavily leaving Ithaca, but it's been going on for 20 years, the Ithaca Labor Note. Or the Ithaca Hour, excuse me.
How many people participated in it, you know?
Oh, boy, at its peak, I don't know. Maybe I can get that information here from the Wikipedia article. That's a good question. The claim, according to... Oh, boy, where is it? Well, there was a claim somewhere that there was like a couple thousand businesses that were accepting these things. Several million dollars of value of hours have been traded since 1991 among thousands of residents and over 500 area businesses, according to the Wikipedia piece. But the website's awful. I mean, you'd think if this were such a useful currency and it were available in so many different places that they would list some of them on their website. But if you go to the Ithaca Hours site, there's no such thing. Oh, excuse me, I was on the wrong page. There's a different Ithaca Hours website. So maybe this one actually does have a list of locations, but it's not made real clear when I go to look at the site. Anyway, thanks, Butter Joe. Any other thoughts?
Yep.
Appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, further observations, Ali, of what you've been learning as you've been reading about this Mountain Hour. This is the newer version of an Ithaca Hour. It's essentially the same business model taken and opened for operation in Summit County, Colorado.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically what I've already said. I just think that it's people taking the whole idea of fiat currency being valid is what, you know, we've been told since we were youngsters, and, you know, really taking that idea and doing something with it. And I think that it's full of fallacies, and I hope that this Summit County in Colorado isn't hurt too much by partaking in or basically getting duped.
So is this a good metaphor to use in this case then? Is this like someone taking making some wings out of feathers from a bird, attaching to them their arms, and then running off a cliff and with full faith that they cannot fly?
Right, basically. Full faith, exactly.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, there was something else that I thought was worth pointing out about the Mountain Hours. Again, on their website, mtnhours.com, they have a frequently asked questions. And at one point, they talk about how they will survey the people that are involved in their network, and that they're going to ask them about how they feel. It says here, well, MCC members, the Mountain Hours Currency Cooperative, will occasionally be asked their opinion concerning the amount of Mountain Hours in circulation. Based on these reports, the MCC may alter issuing policy to keep Mountain Hours a strong stimulant in our local economy. And what they're saying there is, hey, this is central control. We will ask you your opinion on what you think about how the hours are being used, and then we'll make a decision based on whatever arbitrary factors we've decided are important as to how many should continue to be issued. So, for instance, they're giving businesses 5 Mountain Hours per 3-month period in order to stimulate the use of Mountain Hours in the local economy. And presumably that's one of the things they would tweak. Oh, well, we've determined that there are too many Mountain Hours being used, so therefore we're going to only give businesses 3 Mountain Hours per 3 months instead of 5. But it's ultimately not a market-based function because they're not really competing in an open currency market where the value, you know, there's actual value behind the currency.
Well, if you're the incentive is always going to be to print more because if you're, you know, it requires the consent, I guess, of the local businesses. So if I'm a local business and I am giving my products out, my products and services, more product and service out for these hours than I am just getting from the people who are serving them to me for free, then I'm at a loss because I'm giving up something of real value, my services or my goods, for something that's baseless and that can just be inflated tomorrow.
Yeah, it really requires a lot of faith. I mean, just like the federal government's note does, but it's a different level of faith because you know, we've been born into the usage of this Federal Reserve note, whereas in order to take on a Mountain Hour or an Ithaca Hour or something like that, you have to really have faith that not only people are going to use it, people are going to value it, that other businesses are going to accept it. It's and also that the issuing authority isn't going to just go crazy and print a bunch of stuff. In fact, on the Mountain Hour's back, if you scroll down even further, there are videos of who presumably the founder here speaking to a camera with a whiteboard behind him. One of the videos, which I didn't have time to review, says that Wayne Walton cannot spend the Mountain Hour. It says here that he cannot be spent, the Mountain Hours cannot be spent by Wayne Walton in order to maintain the integrity of the system. Well, how do you know Wayne Walton's not going to give it to Mrs. Walton?
Right.
Or his kids or his best friend to go and spend the Mountain Hours for him?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe, yeah, I think if they had offered some sort of exchange program where you could bring us an hour and we'll give you something of exchange in equal value, whether that's the 10 FRNs or $10 worth of silver or whatever, I think then it would have more legitimacy and it wouldn't seem like such a scam, basically.
Yeah. This does have
has some deflationary mechanism where there is actually money being taken out of the money supply.
Right. And then you would also presumably offer refunds to people that decided to get cold feet. They decided they didn't want this Mountain Hour after all, or they were disappointed with
it. Listen, if you're doing this thing to make this place better for keeping things local, community sales, and promoting community growth, then you want to do the right thing and offer the community a chance to be like, well, it didn't work out for you. Well, no problem. Bring your hours on over, and I'll give you something of equal value.
Exactly. That's nowhere in the frequently asked questions. There is no option like that.
I think their insistence that the money is based on the people and their labor, I think, is just a way. I don't know. I think that's really deceptive.
False.
That's just made up. It's based on how much they decide to put into how much they decide to give out for free. That's how much, you know, it gets its value from, I guess. If people are using it, then yeah, I guess you can retain some value from that. If you can receive valuable stuff for the currency, then yeah, it has value. But also, what about duplicating this? They can't enforce it. If someone wants to duplicate it, then I guess could they come after them for fraud? I mean,
that's one of the things that's disturbing as well. I mean, what sort of counterfeiting measures or anti-counterfeiting measures have they put into this? I don't see anything about that on their website. If I were trying to market a piece of paper as a currency, it would have, you know, anti-counterfeiting measures, microprinting, holograms, things like that, stuff that you can show to people and say, look, this is hard to duplicate. But if they're just printing these out on a fancy printer, then...
Yeah.
Right.
Well, anyway, we're out of time for tonight. See you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and ladiesandkeen.com.
That's right.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.